And here's today's audio cast for Friday, August 17th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource. Brought to you by IFR Refresher. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. This week, Spectrum Aeronautical announced changes to its S-33 Independence Very Light Jet and a schedule acceleration for its S-40 Freedom Midsize Bizjet program. AvWeb Editor-in-Chief Chad Troutvetter spoke with Spectrum Aeronautical Chairman Lyndon Blue to find out more about the changes to its two aircraft programs and its recent move to a new headquarters at the McClellan Palomar Airport in Carlsbad, California.
Can you tell me a little bit about the move to the Carlsbad Airport, what that allows you to do, and what you're looking forward to do at that airport?
We have our sales office there, and we've had a presence here in Southern California since the inception. And it's just we moved from an office building out to the hangar, and we have our mock-up there. We'll have both mock-ups after NBAA. And so that'll be the place where people can come and see the airplane, see what it's all about.
It's the world headquarters and aircraft showroom kind of for Spectrum then?
Well, I'd say the marketing headquarters. I consider the headquarters Spanish Fork, Utah, where we're designing and building the airplane. And that's where the action is. That's the most important thing going on.
Earlier this week, you've announced changes to the S-33 Independence and the S-40 Freedom. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. The significant change is that we're moving the 40, the Freedom, forward in certification, and the reason for that is that it's just such a compellingly good airplane, as is the 33 Independence, but the Freedom can be ready a little earlier, so it is getting the first priority. We hope to do as both airplanes as much as simultaneously as possible, but we all know that you have to concentrate on your first task, and the first task is certifying the 40. So that's what we're doing, and that's going to bring it forward by about a year, I think, something like that. And very excited about having the prospect of that airplane hitting the market, say, within 2.5 years from now.
Now, you said that you think you can certify the 40 before the 33. Is that because the engine changed on the 33 from the FT-33?
Primarily, yes. The tooling and all, it's the systems are very compatible between the two, and it's just a matter of choosing which you put your focus on. And the decision has been for the 40. The 40 engines, I think, will come a little sooner than the upgraded version of the FJ-33, and that's a factor in the decision.
Now, the S-40 has the GE Honda HF-120 engines. What's the timeline for the engines?
The third quarter of next year.
When will you get a set of engines to start flight testing with?
Oh, about a day after we get them. we can't wait, frankly. We're extremely anxious to get that airplane in the sky. And so what we will do is have everything ready so that the minute the engines arrive, we'll put them on and go fly.
That assumes that you're currently building a prototype of the S-40. Is that the plan?
Well, we're doing tooling. We're going to have a mock-up at NBAA, and that'll give people a good idea of what the airplane's all about. But the serious work is going on in Spanish Fork with the tooling, and all of the tooling is being made for production. And so we're going to be far down the road when we get that first airplane in the air. It will come from production tooling, and it will be conforming. And so we plan to follow that quickly by static test articles and further flying prototypes, which means we'll be able to do our test work in hopefully record time.
You're shooting for a 2009 certification for the Freedom, so that assumes that first flight would be sometime early to mid-next year. Is that correct?
No. Third quarter of
okay.
next year.
So later, okay.
That's primarily a function of the engines. We have a lot of work to do before then
okay.
on the airframe, but hopefully that will all be ready so we can move rapidly once we get the engines.
Okay. And can you highlight the differences in the S-33, what the new engines do, and what you've modified on the airplane?
Well, the 33 will have a little bit better performance because of the greater power, and 33 is also going to have the same wing that's on the 40. So it's a slightly faster wing. So the additional thrust will just allow us to go to altitude a little faster, primarily. That's the principal benefit with the 33. And in recontouring the fuselage, we've come up with an extra couple of inches in diameter, which gives us a 5-foot cabin, which is going to be very attractive, I think. So the 33 is not changed dramatically, but it's, I'll say, better in every way.
Now, how are sales going for the airplanes?
Sales have been tremendous. The response to the airplane is what you'd expect. Interestingly, the people who are responding to it most aggressively are the people who have to make a living with their airplanes. They understand the significance of cutting your fuel bills dramatically and cutting your maintenance and having the reliability, of course. And so I think a lot of them figure that if they want to stay in the charter business, they've got to have our airplane. There are a lot of other good airplanes out there, but I think that we're the ones who are going to have the big difference in operating costs.
Have you been approached by any of the fractionals for a large order of these airplanes?
Variations on the theme. A lot of people, different ways of doing the fractionals or charter or air taxi. Everybody's interested in it, and as I say, those are all variations on the theme, I think. But specifically, I suppose you're thinking of NetJets. We haven't talked to them.
And the
other fractionals.
Now, what about company funding? Eclipse has had some funding issues more recently. Have you guys had to go out and get funding, or is it still internally funded?
Mostly internally funded, but we have had some external funding that's been very helpful. I have always said that if necessary, I could do the project myself, but principally because of our desire to accelerate it, it's very helpful to have an external source of funding. And we're in pretty good shape in that regard. As you know, it takes a lot of money to develop an airplane, but the way we've gone about it, I think we've gotten very, very good value for every dollar we've spent, and we're going to have a very good result because of that. And funding is always a question with aircraft, but I think we have it pretty well taken care of.
And also, let's talk about your approach to doing this. A lot of companies will certify an airplane and then try to figure out how to manufacture it, put it in production. And there's actually a couple of companies out there that are having problems with production. You guys have taken it around and perfected the production and said, okay, let's make an airplane. Can you just expand on it a little bit more?
Well, it goes back to the objective of the program. And the objective was not to just build another business jet or a BLJ. The objective was to come up with a whole different way of making airplanes, which would result in using this considerably better material, advanced composites, in a way that could be economical. We've seen advanced composites used by NASA and the military for many years, but nobody in the world except those people could afford the costs of doing composites that way. It's recognized that composites is a superior material. The art has been in reducing the cost so it can be commercial and not cost significantly more than building an airplane out of aluminum and getting all the benefits of the composite. So that's what I've been working on for the last 25 years, literally, and it's taken that long to get it right. I think we do have it right now, and it's going to be a different way of making airplanes that you're going to see a lot more of in the future. Can't wait to fly the airplane myself.
Spectrum Aeronautical's Lyndon Blue. www.avweb.com now presents more general aviation news delivered more often in a more reader-friendly format. Check it out. Comments on today's audiocast welcome. audionews@avweb.com. Today's report was brought to you by IFR Refresher Magazine, packed with strategies and tactics from some of the nation's top CFIIs, airline captains, and corporate pilots who fly the system every day and really know what makes it tick. Check it out at www.ifr-refresher.com. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Monday, August 20th. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.